Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, when Michael Phelps broke world records as an Olympic swimmer, people were surprised to discover he'd accomplished this feat in spite of having ADHD, or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. My guest is Dr. Douglas McCaig. He is a One America Professor Emeritus at the IU School of Medicine. So, Dr. McCaig, talk about ADD and ADHD. If parents hear about Michael Phelps, for example, they say, wow, you know, but there are certain sports that are maybe better than others, maybe not team sports or contact sports. So speak about sports and kids with attentional disorders.
Well, this is a relatively newer area for people to take a look at. There was a time when if you had a child with ADD or ADHD, you were discouraged from getting him involved or her involved in sports. And like everything else in life, we begin to find out that exercise is a very important part of the treatment of things like this. And ADHD is no exception. It's a very strong medicine, if you will, to be used. Sports has a tendency, because of the fact that it demands attention and it demands concentration, that it begins to teach kids who have a difficult time learning how to focus, exactly that, how to focus. Sports is filled with figures, numbers, things like that. You mentioned Michael Phelps at the beginning of the show, and a perfect example where he would concentrate on his times, his repeat times in 100 yards as he ran them. He would be thinking about his strokes, so he would be focusing during most of the workout. And it provides a wonderful opportunity and a wonderful output for these kids to grab a hold of and to hold on to. So I would encourage any parent who has children with ADHD to get into sports. Now the next question is, what kind of sports?
And that's right, because the competition factor. And I want you to get into the specific types of sports that you would recommend to any parent. But the competition factor, even a solo sport, tennis or, you know, something along those lines, is that competition too much pressure for a child with ADD and ADHD?
The answer is no, it isn't. In fact, many kids with ADHD thrive in an environment like that, actually more so than a normal child, because they can hone in and concentrate and keep it at a very high level because they're holding a lot in their brain at one time. As far as the different types of sports, the answer is pretty easy. It's pretty relative. You can almost get into any sport you want. There is no contraindication to any particular sport. A lot of people are concerned about putting them in a sport where they might suffer some form of mild brain injury, and so there might be a little bit of a caution in that particular area, football or soccer or something like that. But what we found is that even people who are participating in football or soccer have a wonderful experience. They have a very good experience. They have a difficult time getting into the rhythm, if you will, of the game. But once they learn that, once they're comfortable in that situation, they can become excellent, excellent athletes.
Now what about something like contact sports, football?
Yeah.
You know, something along those lines. If I was a parent and my child had this sort of attentional problems or, you know, the ability to sort of fly off the handle, do you think that a contact sport is maybe a little bit more dangerous, or no, not so much, because it's still a venting for their energy, for that focus you discussed?
It's generally a venting. I can tell you this, that the ADHD kids don't get injured or even brain injured to any greater extent than normal children. We know that from some earlier studies. I will say that that it's I find it remarkable how these kids can end up, kids who have a hard time focusing on things, really end up focusing on this. And even if they're on medications or whatever, it's a wonderful place to vent, as you said. And I think that's, you know, that's very important. What happens at the end of a practice, in any practice in sports, is a child is tired. Children who are tired tend to actually focus better. So, you know, I would have nothing but strong feelings about allowing any child to go into that, as long as the ADHD is shall we say, iatrogenic and not the result of some previous brain injury or something like that.
Well, and we're finding out more and more of these professional athletes. Justin Gatlin,
right.
He tied the world record for sprinting.
Right.
I would think running, you know, would be really great. Running, hurdles, you know, speed, focus, something like that.
Well, anything that requires you to focus on a set, on a skill set, and to have numbers, and whether that's swimming, running, biking is another one where that will happen. You could, tennis is another one, but realistically, some of the best athletes I've ever seen play soccer have been ADHD.
Wow. So, now, okay, so you say the best athletes, because I have heard before Dr. McCaig that it can help sort of propel them kind of maybe even ahead of their, I mean, the list is growing. Terry Bradshaw, you know, Pete Rose, Michael Phelps, all these people. Is it an advantage in some ways?
Yeah, it may be. It may be. Let me explain that. Now that you brought that up, there's another side of this issue, which is interesting, because there's a somewhat of a use and a misuse of some of the ADHD drugs.
I've heard that too.
The big one being Adderall. And NCAA has addressed this, as well as other sports organizations, because what happens is Adderall, of course, is nothing more than a synthetic amphetamine, basically. And amphetamine, for a long time, back in the 50s and 60s, was used in sports to increase focus and to perform better. And athletes find this out and therefore want the opportunity to use Adderall involved with sports.
But there has to be a specific diagnosis, right? And
you're correct.
And if somebody is carrying their Adderall and they're on a team, you know what, the coach or somebody has to make sure that it's not passed around?
That's right. I can tell you this, that in med schools, it's very common, probably a third to a half of a class of medical students, when they take a test, are on Adderall.
Wow.
And that's just because it increases concentration, it increases focus. It's sort of like a sophisticated five-hour energy drink, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And so these are all issues about ADD. Now, in the last minute, give parents your very, very best advice on children with attentional disorders and sports and involvement in sports.
Well, I'll repeat again that, generally speaking, sports is one of the most powerful treatments for something like ADD or ADHD, and that it tends to channel children's energies in a very positive way. It gives them not only a focus, but it provides them with a set of borders that they then have to use, borders that are put on by the sports elf or by the coaches involved, and it tends to focus them. And what we've seen is that most sports, not just, and I include contact sports, but just about every other sport, does a wonderful job of helping out ADHD kids. And so for that reason, I would encourage all parents to get their kids involved in sports.
That is great advice from Dr. Douglas McCaig. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.